Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you here on Herb Talk Live. So glad you've joined us on American Voice Radio. We've got great stuff to go over tonight. We are going to also have a special guest for the second part of the show. We're going to be talking with Pete Sirqua. I think I finally figured out how to pronounce that name. Pete Sirqua. And he's the author of The High Intensity Fitness Revolution, so he's going to be showing us how to get the most out of our exercise routines without spending a whole lot of time. And so, you know, high-intensity workouts are the thing now, where I guess the long cardio workouts are a thing of the past. So we're going to talk with him about do's and don'ts, how we can get in shape so we're all ready for the beach, and, you know, it's going to be beach weather before we know it. And but for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about an alternative to a natural alternative to
some of the drugs people are using to calm themselves down. You know, some folks are even turning to tranquilizers and narcotics. So we're going to look at some natural stuff that doesn't, it's not addictive, but it still allows you to calm down and cope. So we're going to talk about that. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all of that, coming up on Thursday, we're going to be talking with Dr. Julian Ford and John Wortman. They have published a book, Hijacked by Your Brain is the title, and it basically covers, you know, your brain on stress and what happens to you when you get all stressed out. So we're going to be chatting with them on Thursday, so I hope you can come back. Also, if you're looking for some wonderful news articles, thousands, actually, of nutritional articles on lifestyle and diet, some healthy recipes even. You can check out the SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com website. Of course, to make that easy for you, we've put their link on our links page at thepowerherbs.com. So it's SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com, and check them out and see what you think. And before we do the quack report, a big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform, and praying God's hand of protection be upon them and all of us out there as we seek the Lord's face. You know, seek the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short. He's got to know you, and that's what a friendship is. You know, it's not organized religion. It's a relationship, folks. So make sure you check in, talk with the Lord, make sure he knows who you are, you know who he is and what he expects, you know, that Great Commission. If you don't know what the Great Commission is, that means you haven't been reading what Jesus said to do. So, of course, seek the Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Well, Gatorade's going to be changing their formulas, folks. That's right. They're going to remove that flame retardant that they put in there. Yeah, that's right. You've been drinking flame retardant if you purchase and ingest Gatorade products. But Gatorade has this flame retardant chemical in it. It's an ingredient called bromitol vegetable oil, or BVO for short. It's patented in Europe as a flame retardant. A spokesman for Gatorade says they're coming up with a new formula. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But the BVO has been banned as a food and beverage additive in Europe and in Japan. It has been used for decades in the United States in beverages like Gatorade, Mountain Dew, Squirt, Fanta Orange, Sunkissed Pineapple, Powerade, Strawberry Lemonade, and Fresca Original Citrus. So that's, you've been drinking some flame retardants there, folks. A spokesman for Gatorade, PepsiCo, is Molly Carter. She says they're considering removing the BVO from the formula, and they're going to replace it with a new ingredient. So the new flavor and color emulsifier is called sucrose acetate isobutyrate, or SAIB for short. So the new formulated Gatorade will start rolling out in the next few months. But, you know, BVO, the flame retardant in your beverages, has resulted in some medical treatments for skin lesions, memory loss, and nervous system disorders. According to Scientific American magazine, studies have indicated that BVO can accumulate in your body tissues. And also mice that were exposed to it had some fertility events. And also the BVO is a vegetable base, but it's made from soy and corn, which are GMO. That's not good. So what's the point, though, using BVOs in the first place? Why do they put it in there to begin with? Well, the heavy bromine atoms in the chemical keeps the synthetic artificial flavor from floating to the top. Isn't that great? All right, moving along in the quacker. If you don't take care of your original equipment like your heart, well, medicine wants to help you out if you need a heart transplant. They are creating new human hearts using a pig's heart. And on the ninth floor of the Texas Heart Institute, yep, in the Denton Cooley building, Doris Taylor and her team are building human hearts with the help from pigs and, of course, stem cells. So The pig heart is the perfect scaffold for the human heart, they say. And what they do is they suspend the pig heart in a tank full of cleaner detergent. And what happens is the heart expands to the size of a large man's fist, about the size of a human heart. So once the heart is cleaned, then they insert human stem cells to bring the heart to life. Of course, the cleaner detergent they're using is baby shampoo. Doesn't that sound just weird? All right, moving along in the quack report. Many of the childhood vaccines now are containing, as some of you may know, aborted human fetal protein and DNA. The National Vaccine Information Center has conducted an independent review of the contents of the childhood vaccines, and they found that many of them are tainted with ingredients that may shock most parents. Many of the vaccines are made with aborted human fetal proteins, altered DNA material, and genetically modified human albumin. So there are at least 8 and as many as 23 vaccines that are now routinely administered to children that contain one or more of these ingredients. Now, back in 1966, researchers extracted lung tissue from a 14-week aborted baby, and they developed a cell line from that, and they call it MRC5. And they used that in many of today's vaccines. They developed the chickenpox vaccine with it, the new MMR, and the hepatitis A, the DPT, the polio, HIV, and the rabies vaccine all have that in there. And the controversial MMR2 vaccine contains genetically engineered human protein called recombumin, and most people aren't aware that this stuff is being injected into their precious baby. Now, the MMR2 vaccine is the only known vaccine that contains the GM human protein. It could help explain why there's been an uptick in the vaccine-induced neurological diseases. Okay, so there are three main sources of human protein in vaccines: fetal cells, human albumin derived from human blood, and human albumin genetically engineered from yeast. And the package inserts do not tell you from whence that blood comes. Last but not least in the quack report, and you know, we're talking about vaccines. Did you catch Piers Morgan? He was on the Dr. Oz show. Yeah, Piers Morgan, he is that British CNN personality, journalist. Well, he agreed to take his first ever flu shot while he was on the Dr. Oz show January 11th. And 10 days later, guess what? Poor Piers, he came down with the flu. It prevented him from hosting his Piers Morgan Tonight Show. That's right. Morgan rolled up his sleeve to receive the injection to help dispel the myth that flu shots are not dangerous and do not give you the flu. And just within a few days, he couldn't even speak. He couldn't even function. And he tweeted that just 11 days after getting the flu shot, he says that it plunged his health into a ridiculously low level. And he wasn't entirely sure if he could actually do his own show. There you go. Thanks, thanks for Dr. Oz and Pierce for showing millions of Americans. They now know that flu shots make you sick. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to talk about the 19th century Valium. That's what I'm calling this segment. You know, sometimes a light bulb goes off in our heads, and we can see things differently and then go about solving problems differently. Thomas Edison was a man who lit up our world with the invention of the light bulb. So you can say he enlightened us, and he was a school dropout and one of America's greatest businessmen and inventors. So as a child, I visited his laboratory, which back then was in Menlo Park, New Jersey. And the first light bulb he worked on, Mr. Edison made, in his lab was still there, operating, giving off light. So Edison, he also invented the photograph, the picture, motion picture camera. So without Edison, you might not have an iPod or pictures to post online. So why am I mentioning Thomas Edison? Well, he had vision, and he didn't let negative influences stop him. So yeah, he also saw a problem with allopathic health care. He said this, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will interest his patients in the care of the human frame, in diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease." End of quote. Yeah, I'm thinking Thomas Edison, even though he was an inventor and a forward thinker, he was a naturalist. That's right. Well, let's talk about our tranquil society, if that's what you want to call it, artificially tranquil. Over 45% of the American workforce test positive for prescription narcotics. About 8% of our workforce, which is part-timers, and 10%, which are full-timers, are all drug abusers. I'm not kidding. Not all American employees work in office buildings, though. About 10% of our construction workers and truck drivers are using some kind of addictive substances. Doesn't that make you secure when you're driving down the road? Ugh. Well, Vicodin is the most frequently identified narcotic found on employee drug tests. And Vicodin contains two painkillers and is currently considered by the FDA to be a class 3 narcotic, but it's being reviewed, and it could become a class 2 narcotic. So what's the difference? Well, the class determines if the drug has the potential for abuse. So more and more Americans are using Vicodin as a recreational drug for recreational purposes. Now, about 10% of our high school seniors are using it. Now, the White House reports from the National Drug Control that Vicodin is an opiate which affects the pleasure center of your human brain and gives you a sense of well-being, euphoria. Everything's okay. Don't worry. Be happy. So these and other drugs tend to numb us to emotional pain, and it produces that feeling of euphoria. So this is a very addictive substance, and over 80% of those arrested for a crime test positive for those illegal drugs. Well, let's talk about these prescribed sedatives for a second. Americans are, we were all introduced to sedatives and tranquilizers in the 1860s when the first barbiturates were distributed by medical practices. By 1903, these drugs were given to improve your sleep, relieve your anxiety, and to treat seizures. The addiction and overdose rates rose pretty quickly, and pharmaceutical companies began to create other, quote, safer drugs. Now, next to arrive were the opiate drugs, your morphine, codeine, heroin, Vicodin, Lortab, oxycodone, and others to depress the central nervous system and make us not care for a little while. Now, granted, some painkillers are necessary for extreme trauma, but outside of the trauma setting, these drugs quickly push up our tolerance levels and higher doses are needed. So is there another way? Well, is there another way for us to cope with stress and emotional traumas without using addictive drugs? Yes, there are other ways. You can do a lot of things like deep breathing exercises to calm you down, massage therapy, exercise. Have you ever gone into an exercise class really mad at somebody and after the class, you know, you kind of calm down a little bit? Got those endorphins rolling around in the body? And you may even have forgotten what you were mad about. So those things are very helpful options to lower your tension, your anxiety, and your stress level. Now, there are also some herbs that can help remove tension and stress from the body without the risk of addiction. Now, these herbs have been in use for hundreds of years, and the goal is to help us to cope, not to send our minds to the fifth dimension, okay? So we're not going to be space cadets. I want to talk about valerian root. I've talked about it many times before, but it is a very versatile herb. It's non-addictive, inexpensive, and it is an option, especially if you want to get off some prescription medicines you may be on. Now, Europeans have been using valerian root for centuries. The FDA and the German E-Commission have tested this herb, and they find it to be safe. Valerian root was first written about in the 9th and the 10th centuries, and it was first used as a sedative. So valerian's name is derived from the Latin call valine, meaning to be strong. And it was used for headaches, fluid retention, you know, edema, insomnia. It was used for as an antispasmodic for, you know, muscle spasms. It was used for anxiety and panic attacks and depression. So women who were prone to hysteria were often given valerian, or they were even put in a bathtub with valerian in the bathwater to calm them down. So during the turn of the century, ladies in Germany would actually take valerian root tinctures or extracts as often as they drank coffee to reverse their nervousness or irritability. Now, in medieval times, valerian was often served as a condiment, and it was also often used to calm tooth pain. Now, in Argentina, it was often served as a tea to calm down fidgety children. So ADHD kids may get some relief from some valerian. Although valerian has often been compared to the prescription Valium, it's not the same. Okay, just similar sounding names, but it's not. So valerian fell from use around 1860 when prescription tranquilizers were developed. So how does it work? Well, valerian works to soothe and calm the nervous system. It helps remove tension from the nerves and helps us to feel calmer and more at peace. It is not a narcotic, and it tends to stimulate circulation, and it will increase heart action. So the tranquilizing effect of valerian comes from its valproate chemicals, and it's kind of interesting that it calms us without sedating us. Isn't that cool? So we don't lose muscle control or cognitive ability. So the best way that you should use valerian is in an extract or a tincture. It's just the delivery system's better, it works faster, it's more efficient. Using valerian in a liquid form also preserves the herb's oils and provides a stronger action to your system. Now, nutritional studies on this herb have shown that it is high in calcium, high in chromium, iron, magnesium, and selenium. So the nutrition reveals why this herb is specifically so helpful in reversing insomnia. So if you have trouble falling asleep, you just take, you know, a quarter teaspoon of this in a liquid extract, and, you know, before you know it, you're sawing wood. So you don't have to stress out is the point. Even though we live in stressful times, we don't have to risk our health to dangerous and addictive drugs in order to cope. You know, God says herbs are here for the service of man. That's in the first book of Genesis, verse 30 and 32. So you can tap into the nutritional power of herbs, any of the nutrition they contain, to help your system balance and to heal itself. So you'll be able to cope and you won't be a zombie. You'll be able to cope and you won't fail the drug test. You'll be able to cope and you won't be addicted and dependent on drugs. And you'll be able to cope and you'll be stronger for it. Isn't that great? Mm. So if you would like certified organic, naturally aged valerian root tincture, it's cold pressed, you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. It is an awesome, awesome thing. And, you know, the herbal tinctures, you can put any of your doses in juice or water. If you don't like the taste of the herb, that's fine. But, you know, your medicinal powerful herbs are going to be on the bitter side or the hot side. And so you can put it in vegetable juice or citrus juice or even just water and take it that way, and it works just as well. So if you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask them about their valerian root tincture and just, you know, have a sigh of relief, you know, and cope with this crazy world. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. But if you live outside the United States, call 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or you can look up the product on their website at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Don't need a copay or an insurance card. There's no copay required. And you can pick up some valerian root for under $30. It's an amazing thing to have. Also, check out their free stuff on Monday. Monday orders over $50 will receive some free stuff. And the free stuff is going to change periodically. It seems to be pretty popular. So if you order on Mondays, you'll be surprised with maybe a free copy of the Power Herbs ebook, or maybe a free salt grinder with the Celtic sea salt inside. So there are some free stuff giveaways on Monday while supplies last. And, of course, that special offer is not to be used with your discount coupons that you will receive in your newsletter that you sign up for at the powerherbs.com website. These are free newsletters. The HealthQuest newsletter is great. Lots of health herb secrets, and you'll get discount coupons to use on the website or over the phone at thepowerherbs.com. And, of course, then there's the American Survival newsletter, and that is got several people writing. Dr. Carly writes for that, Ty Bollinger, Cancer Truth Chronicles. We've got the survivalist people writing for that, the organic gardening people, of course, Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. And by the way, folks, if you are looking for a source to pick up some backup currency, I highly recommend Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Their link is on our links page at thepowerherbs.com. And, of course, you can click on that to get on over to it, or you can visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call them toll-free at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188 for Discount Gold and Silver, and ask for Melanie Cederstrom. And if you haven't gotten your backup, you know, gold and silver, you know, it's time, I think, is running out. Also, if you are interested in learning more about herbs, I highly recommend the Power Herbs ebook. It's a attachment to your email, and it's just $14.99, unless, of course, you order some products on Monday over $50, then you may get it for free. So check that out. 400 pages of herb secrets get you started, get you being proactive in your health, so you don't need to be so dependent on the white coats, as Dr. Carly often puts it. And yes, Dr. Carly will be back with us in February. She'll be joining us right here on Herb Talk Live on the 19th. So she'll be back with us. Of course, you can click on her link at the links area to get over to reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. So she's awesome. Okay, so we're coming up to a break here, but we're going to be talking with, I'm going to set this up real quickly, Pete Sirkwa. I pray to God I am pronouncing that properly. And he's the author of The High Intensity Fitness Revolution for Men and Women. So it's two separate books, but it's all about, you know, high intensity workouts, maximize your strength and endurance, get in shape for less time. That's what I like. We're going to talk with him when we come back. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
And we have a special guest. We have with us the author of High Intensity Fitness Revolution for Men and Women, and his name is Pete Serqua. I pray I pronounced that right. You'll correct me if I didn't, Pete. But Pete is the owner and operates a 90-second fitness flagship studio in New York City, one of New York's most respected and in-demand fitness trainers. That's what Pete is. And he's been helping people lose weight for over 20 years. And now he's written this book to reveal some secrets to us, how we can change the way we look at exercise, be more productive and efficient, and get those bodies in shape, especially for the beach weather. Welcome to the show, Pete. How you doing?
Great, Wendy. Thanks for having me on tonight. And, yes, you got my name correct.
awesome. Woo-hoo! Oh, great. I'm so... Well, I thank you for your books because they're well done. They're concise and to the point. You know, people don't have a lot of time these days, and so you are maximizing our potential and our time as we try to exercise and look after our health a little bit better. But I got a couple of questions for you. Other than less time in your exercise routines that you promote, other than less time involved, why are the shorter workouts that you promote better than, let's say, a 60-minute cardio workout?
They're healthier. And I know that sounds a little funny, but it's absolutely true. You know, the longer we exercise, the more cortisol or a stress hormone we produce. And people are over-exercising, wearing out their joints. They're also not following a good nutritional plan to keep up with these longer routines. So all in all, even though a lot of people are exercising more these days, we're unhealthier as a society because of it, and there's a lot more joint damage, more than ever. So the shorter workouts are healthier and more time efficient.
Well, that's great. And you mentioned hormones there. So how does that affect our body shape for men and women? Is there a difference?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if your hormones are out of balance, all kinds of bad things are going to happen. So we want to do things nutritionally as well as with our workouts. It doesn't all come down to the workout. The short, high-intensity workouts that I promote are stimulating to the body, and they don't just beat it into the ground. And what happens when we beat our bodies into the ground? We throw our hormones off. For the men, that could be depleting our testosterone levels. We don't want that. And with the women, our estrogen levels can get out of whack. So you really have to be mindful of the whole package, not only about your nutrition and your supplementation, but your exercise. You want to keep your hormones in balance and as healthy as possible for a long term.
Well, that's true because, you know, I get bored with exercise routines, Pete, and I've done Zumba, and I've done the Turbo Fire. But, you know, I guess as we get older, our joints can't take a whole lot of pounding. So we can get in shape without having to do that, right?
Absolutely. And these fads, they come in and out. They're like, you know, the Zumba was all the rage 2 years ago and 3 years ago, and now it's already starting to fade. And, you know, Pilates is on a rise and a fall. And all these fads come and go. What still is around is strength training. Good old-fashioned, simple strength training. It's doctor-recommended. Anytime my patients start a strength training program and go in to see their doctors, the doctors say, I don't know what you're doing, but do a little bit more of it because it's really working for you.
So we really got to
stick with the basics.
Yeah, so if you get more muscle mass, you'll burn more calories, and you'll drop those dress sizes a bit faster, right?
And it'll protect your joints. So, you know, we want to keep the joints intact.
Well, in your book, you help us with some healthier eating guidelines. That, you know, that can mean different things, though, to different people when you tell them to eat healthier. So you've kind of helped them with some suggestions. But what would be, quickly, if you can just give us some of the do's and don'ts on healthy eating, what would most people think is healthy but really isn't?
Well, as we age, we have to focus on eating a little bit more protein and a little less carbohydrate. We definitely want a little more fiber in our diet. So let's break that down real simple. A great dinner would be chicken or fish and a vegetable and a salad. That's an outstanding dinner. A lunch, something similar. My favorite lunch is a monster salad. Monster salad, lots of greens, lots of veggies, can of tuna or a can of wild-caught salmon, maybe a few egg whites in there. And an omelet is always great. I opt for the egg white omelet, and tomatoes and avocados are a favorite of mine to go in there. So those are three basic meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. These are things you want to lean towards. I'm not going to say that you have to have this 365 days a year. Everybody goes off. I know it's Super Bowl Sunday coming up, and there's going to be some chips and dip around, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, okay, well, that's great, but Monday morning, you know, and another favorite of mine is a protein shake. You know, if I'm in a rush and I'm moving real fast, a protein shake without the blender, just in a shaker, boom, 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 and I'm done in, you know, literally 90 seconds. So that's what I want.
Well, that's excellent. Well, let me ask you this, you know, because a lot of people think, you know, oh, goodness, exercise. I'm going to have a gym membership. I'm going to have to buy equipment. So are there any basics that people can, you know, pick up your book and implement some basics without having to maybe buy a gym membership or a whole lot of equipment taking up a lot of room in their house?
My most basic workout, I call my level one workout, takes 3 minutes, Wendy. 3 minutes, and it's made up of two exercises. The two exercises require very, very specialized equipment. Do you want to know what it is?
Our body?
It's a wall and a floor.
Oh, okay.
If you don't have a wall and a floor, you're in a lot of trouble. So a wall sit and a plank. Now, I do them in a special way. I like static exercises. That involves no movement. So here's my basic level one three-minute workout. I'm going to walk everybody right through it. You do a wall sit first, and for those of you who don't know what a wall sit is, you put your back up against the wall, feet forward a little bit. You slide down the wall so it looks like you're sitting in a chair without a chair under you. Try to hold that for 90 seconds. Not as easy as it sounds. Okay, now that's working your hips and thighs very effectively. Then from there, as soon as you're done with that, you go right into the top part of a push-up position. So hands on the floor, not elbows, back perfectly flat, and you hold that for up to 90 seconds. Not easy. That's also a phenomenal ab exercise. If you want a tight abs, you do that plank. We call that a plank push-up. So no movement, no equipment, 3 minutes. It's a workout you can do 5 days a week and get fantastic results. And I have people doing this for up to 10 years now. Because my first book came out years ago, and they love this workout. So if you want to take it to level two and three and four, you can, and I've got it for you. But level one will work very, very well.
Well, that sounds wonderful, especially for the ladies out there that may be too concerned about, you know, an intense workout that may put too much muscle on them. You know, that's one thing I hear from women is they don't want to get, you know, too much muscle and look too masculine, but I don't think your workout, you don't have to worry about that, right?
You don't, Wendy. I would love to touch on that subject because that's very important. In my first book, The 90-Second Fitness Solution, it's written just for women, and I really show the ladies how to lift heavier and slower and with high-intensity techniques to get smaller. And the key to getting smaller is to lift heavier. If you want to get bulkier, if you want, now, of course, you're rolling your eyes right now. Saying, I don't want to get bulkier. But you have to know how to get bulkier so you know what's effective and how to get smaller. Here's the deal. If you want to add an inch to your arms, do 3 to 5 sets of 12 to 15 reps with any of your arm exercises. And all these women right now are saying on your show, they're listening and they're going, but I do that. And I'm saying, yeah, that's right. You're pumping your arms. And you're making them slightly larger, and you don't want that. And do that for your legs, too. Your leg presses and your leg extensions for 3 sets of 12 to 15 or 5 sets of 12 to 15, and they will get bigger because you're creating a pump. I show you high-intensity techniques that show you how to slow the reps down, do fewer sets, minimize or eliminate the pump, and get stronger and healthier. Pretty simple.
Is there anything in your book then for women? I know I'm touching on women because, you know, I'm interested. But is there anything in the book that helps, you know, to make, I guess, your legs look longer and leaner, you know, rather, like you say, bulkier so your exercises will achieve that?
Absolutely. In the high-intensity fitness revolution, there are two separate books. There's one for men, one for women. When we
right.
put the project together a year and a half ago, I sat down with my publisher, and he said, I want a nice advanced high-intensity workout book. Can you put the men and women's workouts in one book? And I said, absolutely not. Men and women want different things. The women want hips, thighs, abs, and triceps. The men want the pectorals and the biceps and the quads. So it's got to be separate books, and I have to address everybody's concerns separately. That being said, in the women's book, we have a leg routine that's a killer leg routine. It takes 12 minutes in the gym or less than 12 minutes at home.
Okay, so this is 20 years of your expertise, and this is breaking it down for us. I love that part. So we don't have to leaf through all the sections in the book that don't address us. We have our own book. I love that. but women worry about bone health as well. So I'm assuming your routine is going to help with the bone strengthening.
It is. High-intensity workouts promote lifting heavier weights, or even in the static exercises that I described with the wall sits and the planks. It puts a different kind of stress on the body that's great for bones. Now, if a lot of women are going to the gym and they're lifting these little tiny baby weights, they're doing their 5, 8, and 10-pound dumbbells and thinking they're getting something done. Even if it's in a class atmosphere where they get a little bit of a burn going, it's still not healthy for your body in that you're not stimulating your bones. You need to lift some serious weights or do some serious push-ups and squats. So I show you how to get this done. I've got women in their 60s, 70s, and even early 80s coming to my studio in Manhattan, and they can lift 200 pounds with their upper body and 300 pounds with their legs, and they're getting smaller because of it.
Well, I believe that because when I was in a Taekwondo class, we had a jiu-jitsu guy come in, and I'm 5'2", so my low center of gravity was perfect for throwing a 300-pound guy. I just loved it. So for the women and the men, let's say somebody's just starting out, they don't want to be too ambitious. They don't want to look like Schwarzenegger or anything. They just want to look good when on the beach this summer. So if they're picking up your book now, Pete, how many minutes a day would you recommend they spend in order for them to, look confident on the beach?
Well, believe it or not, the gym workouts, even at the advanced level gym workouts, you're only working out each body part once a week. So I break the whole body down into three sections, push, pull, and legs. The push workouts are your chest, shoulders, and triceps. That gets done one day a week. It's a 15-minute workout. The leg workout comes next, and that's a 15-minute workout. And this is in the gym using all the weights. The third workout is the pulling exercises. That's your back and your biceps, and I think I even throw a little abs in there. That's all once a week. You don't need to be beating body parts into submission day after day after day. You will not get a result. You want to know something, Wendy? This is why everybody quits by February 1 when they have their New Year's resolution, because they exercise 5, 6, 7 days a week, and their body just quits at the end of the month and says, I've had enough. This is ridiculous.
Your body is disowning you, huh? Well, okay.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So I understand that part, because I've had to push through exercise routines, because, you kind of hit a wall. Well, let me ask you this. You go over some nutrition other than, foods, your dietary intake for supplementation, but without naming a bunch of brands, Pete, what are some of the, supplementations you may recommend while they're in this intense workout regimen?
Well, my biggest thing in the last 2 years that a friend of mine's really educated me on and pointed me in the right direction is, and I share this with all my friends, and I want your listeners to know this, always go for things that are grass-fed. Just remember the term grass-fed, and you can't go wrong. So even if you're going to the butcher and buying beef, make sure it comes from grass-fed cows. Make sure your chickens are free-range chickens, and you want your salmon to be wild-caught salmon. Same deal with the supplements, Wendy. If you're going to get a protein drink, make sure that protein powder comes from grass-fed cows. If it comes from grain-fed cows, it's high in omega-6 fatty acids. You don't need to know the technical stuff, but it causes inflammation in your body. Sure, it's cheaper and it's on sale, but it's going to give you long-term damage. So my favorite supplements are a protein powder that comes from grass-fed cows. After that, the supplements are going to be more specific as to what you need. So if you're having trouble sleeping, I may recommend some valerian root for you. If you're having trouble digesting your food, you may need a digestive enzyme. So after that, it becomes specific. But those are the basics.
Okay, so what about vitamin B?
I love vitamin B complex. I wrote a big deal about it in my first book called The 90-Second Fitness Solution. The basics are always best, which could be a multivitamin B complex. Vitamin C is a really interesting subject for me. If you look at all the labels on vitamin C, you'll see most of it, if not all of it, is made from ascorbic acid. And I try to stay away from that. I try to get my vitamin C from a healthier source. Wendy, have you ever heard of camu berries? And that's spelled C-A-M-U?
Right. Yep, I have.
Okay, so I get my vitamin C from camu berries. Sounds exotic, but guess what? Every health food store has it. Say I'm looking for camu and the person will take you right to it. It's in a bottle in a capsule form. So I try to get my vitamin C there. So there's your B, your C, your multivitamin. Those are the basics just to get you through the day. The B complex is obviously going to reduce your stress levels. If you're deficient in that area, you're going to have a lot more trouble with your stress. And I know every one of your listeners out there has a lot of stress. So, you know, I'm trying to help them get through it as best we can.
Oh, yeah, we were just talking about, you know, having to de-stress and, you know, deep breathing, massage, exercise. Because, you know, sometimes you go to have some exercise classes and you're mad. But then after the class, because you got some, you know, pheromones and things running around the body, the chemicals are moving, that you maybe even forgot what you're mad about.
That's right.
Well, let's talk a little bit about hydration. What's the rule? I mean, do you drink before you work out, during, after? Is there any right or wrong?
You know, it's a great subject, and I look into it more and more each year. So if you're sweating profusely, you're going to need to hydrate more than the person that's not sweating. If you're doing my 15-minute high-intensity workouts, you're probably not even going to break a sweat. Most of my clients come to my studio here in New York. They don't even change their clothes. The gentlemen are wearing a shirt and tie. They do their strength training exercises. Some of them put a T-shirt on. The women are still in their business outfits. They come in, 15 minutes of exercise, and they're out the door. So if you're doing my kind of routines, you're probably not going to sweat that much, which means you're not going to dehydrate that much. So, you know, an adequate amount of water a day, what does that mean to you? For me, it's a quart a day, and I've been getting by just fine, and maybe another glass or two at night with dinner. If you're sweating, you're hot. If you're in a different environment, you're going to need a little bit more. So you really have to go with the flow on this.
Right. Well, that's amazing, you know, because most of us have these visions in our heads about, you know, getting in shape means, you know, you're dripping with profusely with sweat. So that's a nice change. Now, in your book here, Pete, you mentioned some things not to do, especially regarding, you know, sleep and energy. Let's go over a few of them. Like, you do talk about caffeine, and that's a big subject, because some people need to have their caffeine to get going in the morning, but at night, you know, it's a problem.
And that goes with chocolate as well, Wendy. If some people don't realize that there's probably a decent amount of caffeine in the chocolate that you're having, even if it's the dark chocolate. And if you have a few pieces of that as a snack, you're going to ruin your sleep for the night, or you may ruin your sleep at night. Some people have a high tolerance to it, but most of us don't. So you'll be restless in bed, and you'll be exhausted the next day.
Well, yeah, that's a good tip because, you know, Valentine's Day is right around the corner here. Also, sugar, you know, let me ask you this. Is natural sugar okay regarding refined sugar, natural sugar, just sugar is a bad thing altogether?
You know, I didn't really touch on the subject of sugar too much in that if you read any of my stuff, I'm usually staying away from it. I'm a big vegetable guy. I'm a big protein guy. Those are my basics. If any sugar comes into my diet after that, it's probably in the form of a piece of fruit. I really don't go for table sugar. It just causes me problems and any of my clients, so I try to steer them away. Even in my coffee in the morning, my coffee is just black with a little cream in there, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, so why do you recommend foods that are high in magnesium? What is that going to do for us?
Magnesium is a phenomenal mineral. I would say that the more that I read and research this, magnesium is something that we're all possibly very deficient in. Magnesium relaxes our muscles. And how many of you people out there right now are going to, you know, raise your hands? Like, have you had a muscle spasm recently, or is your lower back tight, or your glutes, or your hips, or your IT band? If any of you know where that is, that's the tendon that runs down the side of the leg. So if you've had any of this tightness, maybe you're magnesium deficient, and maybe if you got some magnesium back in your diet, and that could be in the form of almonds or a supplement, your muscles will loosen up, become a little more pliable, a little more relaxed. So, you know, I think our bodies are showing signs of this, and we have to pay attention to it.
Well, this is true. And now, I don't recall, I might have missed it in your book. I didn't see you touch on salt, or did you? What's your feeling on salt?
I didn't. I don't salt my food. If I use salt in any of my recipes for cooking, it's usually Himalayan rock salt, which I grind up on my own. It's a great pink color, and it's really healthy stuff. I don't use too much salt because I don't want to throw my minerals off balance. Again, I don't sweat very much in my workouts, so I'm not heavily depleted in sodium, and I don't need to replenish it. If you were running 5 miles a day in hot weather, you may need a little salt in your diet, and your mineral requirements are going to be different than mine. But I promote people that follow me aren't interested in working out for long periods of time, so these short, efficient workouts just don't run your body into the ground like everybody else.
Well, that's awesome. So have you tried Celtic sea salt compared to your Himalayan?
I know about it and have not tried it, and I am looking forward to checking it out.
Oh, I should send you some.
Yeah, just awesome stuff. Right ahead. I want some. Hook me up.
Well, okay, we're coming down to the bottom or the top of the hour. And so real quickly, your exercise routine, of course, let me just let the folks know your books are The High Intensity Fitness Revolution for Women and for Men. They're two separate books, but they have great exercise routines, high intensity, so you'll get in shape and not have to kill yourself, and you can get it over with in 15 minutes or less, it sounds like, and be on your way. So the benefits of this, Pete, would be better sleep, I guess. You'll have more energy, apparently. You obviously, if you're in better shape, you're going to reduce some risks of some of these diseases. What are some of the diseases, you know, better shape, health risks will be reduced? I guess diabetes would be one, right?
Oh, that's top of my list. Diabetes and osteoporosis are my two favorites that I want nothing to do with. So, yeah, absolutely, right there.
Absolutely. So be proactive, folks out there, and Pete's going to help you get in shape. I mean, these books are awesome. Tell the folks where they can find your books, I guess in most bookstores, I would think.
Yeah, they're popping up everywhere. Every Barnes & Noble across the country has them, but I heard Amazon's got a sale going on this week. They're like 20% off, and I think each book is like $8 and change. So if you go to Amazon, you're going to get a fantastic deal this week. But pretty much wherever fine books are sold, they're available now.
Well, awesome. And if some of our listeners are in New York City, how could they get in touch with you at your studio there?
You can find me at PeteCercua.com, PeteCercua.com. I answer all emails. And if you're in the New York City area, you want to come in for a workout at the studio and let me run you through it firsthand. We give away free consultations here all the time. People either hate us right afterwards or love us because we work them so hard, but it's always fun to watch.
Well, that's just awesome. I will get in touch with your publicist and send you some salt, okay?
I love it, Wendy. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward. I'm going to hold you to that.
Oh, absolutely. I'll send you a salt grinder with some Celtic sea salt and sign. It's really cute on the countertop. You can just pop the lid, turn it, the right amount of salt comes out. And, you know, our salt, our chemistry is almost identical to the ocean chemistry. That's why it seems so perfect. So anyway, I will get in touch with her and get that to you. But I want to just thank you for spending this half hour with us promoting your books. Of course, it's Healthier Living, being proactive, and folks can get in shape for less time and probably save money. So thank you so much for these books, Pete.
Thank you so much for having me on tonight, Wendy. It's been a real pleasure.
So you guys go get High Intensity Fitness Revolution for Men and Women, and the author is Pete Cercua, and thank you once again. You've been a delight.
Take care, Wendy. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Of course, Pete's books, I mean, it's a quick read. It's easy stuff, I mean, but effective. You can just implement it and get all that stuff done, toot sweet, and get on that beach and look really great, and, you know, not just for the beach, for your whole life. Hey, I'm almost out of time. Well, I am out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.